You're just making me feel like Virginia pours a lot of love into their state park system. Is it?
Well, Virginia is for lovers. So, lovers of camping.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we are the authors of Where Should We Camp Next? Where Should We Camp Next? National Parks. And Where Should We Camp Next? Budget Camping.
This year, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the RV Atlas podcast.
We hope you join us as we cover the best campgrounds, the best RVs, the best food, and the best gear to bring with you when you go.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Now, if there is one thing that we know here at RV Atlas headquarters, it's that all of you out there in listener land love your campground reviews. You have made that known very loud and clear. So today we are going to pack in three campground reviews into one like super juicy content rich episode. We're going to do three amazing state park campgrounds in Virginia. And we have said for years that Virginia is one of the most underrated RV destinations in the country. You've got the mountains, you've got the beach, you've got the bay, you've got a little bit of everything. It is such a beautiful, beautiful state. And we're thrilled to welcome onto the show for the very first time, Campin Aaron, who is just a star on TikTok and Instagram right now. I love following her. Her content is great. Tons of gear reviews, RV hacks, RV tips, camp cooking, and also lots of humor. And I also think that I share a camping philosophy with Campin Aaron, because Campin Aaron believes that you should camp however you want to camp. And when she gets those comments about how she's not really camping because she's in her RV, she often kind of shoots back in some really, really funny ways that I respect and admire, and they make me laugh, to be honest. So we're going to come back in a second. We're going to get three reviews of three awesome state parks in Virginia from Campin Aaron. But before we dive into those reviews, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Take your indoors outdoors with Spacious Skies Campgrounds, a collection of 15 campgrounds and RV parks spanning the eastern United States. Each location is unique, but all offer the perfect escape to the great outdoors. Whether you are looking for a relaxing weekend getaway, a full week's vacation, or a beautiful seasonal site, we welcome and invite all campers to camp on with Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Choose from RV sites, cabins, yurts, retro RV rentals, or tent sites, and enjoy on-site amenities that offer convenience, creature comforts, and fun. Also, make sure to check out Spacious Skies Campground's Cosmic Camper Loyalty Program for 12% off all reservations and exclusive deals. With eight campgrounds that are open year-round, including locations in New Hampshire, New Jersey, Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Tennessee and Georgia. Whether you are a lifelong camper or new to nature, plan your next outdoor adventure with Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Visit them at spaciousskiescampgrounds.com for more information and easy online booking. That's spaciousskiescampgrounds.com. Hello, Campin Aaron, and welcome to the RV Atlas for the very, very first time. I am so excited that I get to have you on the show today. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me.
I am a fan. I really love your content. I think that we share a camping philosophy, right? Like, camp how you want to camp. I love that you get into that. I also love that you're like a gear junkie too. So totally love your content. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. About your camping family, your RV, and your social media channels where you're doing such great content.
Okay. So yes, my family and I, we camp in a camper. We camp in a Keystone Bullet. And my husband and I camped in tents before we had our son. It was a little easier, just the two of us. So when we decided to buy a camper, our son was so excited. We were so excited. We love doing it that way. And of course, like you said, camp how you want to camp on social media. People love to say, it's not really camping if you're camping in an RV. And I just love to like poke, you know, I mean, I don't take anything too seriously. It's really
like, you don't feel sad when you like, you don't feel like, oh my God, I'm not like a real camper.
oh, they must be right. I'm not really camping, you know. No, it doesn't bother me.
My father-in-law was the first one to do that to us when we bought our first RV. And I'd be like, hey, let's, you know, why don't we do a family camping trip this summer? He'd be like, you're not camping. Go in a house behind your car. And you know what? I always hear a little bit of jealousy in those kind of comments. So you guys have a travel trailer. You seem to love it and use it all the time, right?
We do. And honestly, I would love to use it more if we could, but we do get out as much as we can. We're mostly seasonal. So we go from spring until usually Thanksgiving is our last camping trip. But if we can squeeze them in between, we can. But yeah, so last year, 2 years ago, I decided that I was going to take, you know, I was going to give the social media thing a try. And so I went on TikTok and I started posting, like you said, the gear, like just things in the camper that people would like a shower curtain rod, a cup holder, just the little things that you can add. And people loved that and the suggestions. And I think people just like to hear from real people, you know, what they're using. And
you're humorous and you pick good stuff. And, you know, I guess that people are fascinated by the gear and the gadgets and how we set up our RVs and what products we buy. And I'm a full on gear junkie. So I love your channel for all of that stuff and for all your great humor. Just tell everybody where are your social channels and what are they under, just so everybody can follow you, because you're going to definitely want to follow Camp and Aaron.
So I am Camp and Aaron on TikTok and on Instagram, mostly just those.
Okay. So you're in Virginia, right? And are a lot of your camping trips sort of regional, or have you guys done any big cross country trips yet?
Yeah, we do just camp mostly in Virginia. We've gone as far south as North Carolina, down to the Outer Banks. That's one of our favorite places to go. But we haven't done any big cross-country trips. And as much as I would love to do that, I'm perfectly happy camping around Virginia. There's so much we still haven't seen here. So I love it here.
All right, Aaron, we are going to be covering three great Virginia state parks today. Which one are you taking us to first? And where is it located in the great state of Virginia?
My new favorite, this is actually one of our new favorite state parks. It's Douthat State Park, and it's in Millborough, Virginia.
All right. So tell us, how big is the campground? What kind of sites does it have? Give us what does it look like? Kind of give us just a broad overview of this new favorite.
Yeah. The actual whole park is just over 4,500 acres. So it's a pretty big one. It's more in the mountains, which we really liked. And in the summertime, we really love being able to go up into the mountains because, you know, it's always a little bit cooler up there. So that's really nice. But the mountains are beautiful, and all over the park, it's really hilly. You go up and down all through the park. But there's also a lake, and you can fish in the lake and boat without a motor in the lake. They've got rentals, but it's beautiful.
And what are the sites there like in terms of bringing your RV? Are the sites large, easy to get into? Give us any details about the sites and any additional things they have there, like cabins.
Okay, so there are campsites there's three different campgrounds in the park. And there's White Oak, which was our favorite. It was very wooded. When we go to state parks, that's our favorite part about it, is that there's trees everywhere. You kind of feel like you're in the woods. There's more space between the campsites. It's very spacious. Some of them aren't the most level sites we've ever stayed on, but they're really, really nice. So there's that one. And then there's Whispering Pines, which is just a little bit more open. That one's open year round, which is really cool. And then there's a lakeside campground, which people love. That's the one that always fills up the fastest. But those sites are a little bit closer together. But you are right by the lake, so you can put your kayak in right there. You know, you've got that access. They have cabins and lodges there too.
So you guys don't go for the lakefront sites? You want to be more in the woods? What's your favorite location to grab a site here?
So there's some campgrounds that we love to be on lakes, but with this one, the sites aren't actually lakefront. You're kind of right across a little road from the lake. And you're pretty jammed in together at this particular campground, or at the state park. So yes, we opted for the woods and the space and the shade. It was really nice and peaceful up there.
And then a short walk to get to the water from your site, or are you kind of far away from the lake?
It's a drive. It's definitely a drive.
Oh, okay.
It's a big, the campgrounds, each campground in the state park are pretty spread apart. So, yeah, driving, biking, maybe to some of them in between, but the lakeside one is the farthest one away.
See, that's a great tip, because I would probably automatically, like, I always want waterfront, generally speaking. Yes. That's, to me, is always like the premier site to get. But it sounds like here we like the shade, and we like to be tucked back into the woods a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little bit of a bigger site. So how much does it cost to camp here for like the RV sites and the cabins? And you're getting water and electric, right, on the RV yes. sites?
Yep.
That's
always
awesome.
Water and electric. There's no sewer, which obviously is not very typical for a state park. But the water and electric sites are $35 a night. Unless you stay in the lakeside campground, those are $40 a night.
That's a great price considering you're getting water and electric.
I mean
that's
really
how much it's such a bargain. And here in New Jersey, that's about what our state park campgrounds charge, but we don't get water and electric.
Really?
So you go, Virginia. Aaron, I am constantly jealous of state park systems in other states, particularly in the South. You guys just do it right with state parks, and there's more hookups and things like that. So, all right. So tell us about, tell us about any amenities here at this campground.
So I would say that our favorite was the beach. They have a really nice beach on the lake. And there again, you have to get in your car and drive over to that, but they have plenty of parking. And it's right by, so on the beach, there's a gorgeous mountain view when you're looking out at the water. It's just, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful beach on a lake in a state park campground that I've seen. The water was quite chilly, but my son loved it. And it was a popular place. You know, people can come in there not camping for the day to swim. It's $7 to come and park in the state park, and that's all it costs to come in and do that. But yes, the beach was my favorite. And then the camp store was really, really nice. It was my favorite camp store of any state park that we've gone to. It's like a big log cabin. It's really big. I always love the little souvenir things in the camp stores, stickers and magnets and t-shirts and hoodies and toys and all the things. But they also have food in the camp store that you can order. It's all made to go. And they've got a big deck out there. That was really nice. And there's zero phone signal at the state park anywhere.
How do you feel about that? Like, I kind of like sometimes when I like when I pull in sometimes and I have no reception. I mean, how did you guys deal with that?
Yeah, it's honestly, it's good. I mean, it's a little hard sometimes when, if there's something, I don't know, we all have our withdrawals, I guess, a little bit. But at the camp store, you can get Wi-Fi. So if you go sit out on the deck or if you're in the store, you can get Wi-Fi if you need to, you know, check your emails, check your TikToks, check something. But otherwise, I don't mind not having it, honestly. It's good for us all.
If we go back on your Camp and Aaron accounts on TikTok or Instagram, did you do any, you know, reels or TikTok videos here?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I did. I don't always do a lot about the campgrounds that I'm at, really.
Because you're having fun.
It's true. I mean, if I'm recording videos, it's usually more like right on my campsite. But if I'm enjoying the park, I'm not really always thinking about taking videos of everything else.
Good for you. So any other activities in the park that are fun for families, or what else can we do there besides kind of kick back and relax?
Yes, our favorite activity at this state park, which is pretty unique to the parks, is that there's trout fishing that you can do there. And we love to fish. I had never trout fished ever, and neither had my son. And my parents actually came up. So my dad and my husband, they did the most trout fishing, but they stock the creeks and the lakes, and we got to see them stocking the fish, which was pretty neat. They just pull up this big pickup truck with a bunch of trout in the back, and they grab big nets of them, and they're huge, and they're flinging them into the water. So that was really fun. You have to have a Virginia fishing license to fish, but you also have to have either a trout license or a daily permit, but you can get that at the state park. But it was really fun.
after a long, cold winter, this is like the exact kind of camping experience I want. It sounds like a classic summertime camping experience at this, yeah, at this state park. Any like little insider details, anything that we should, that someone should know before booking and coming for the first time?
I mean, other than if you can't live without phone signal, this might not be the park for you. But other than that, it was a little buggy where we were in our campground. But it wasn't mosquitoes. It's just those little gnats, and it's only certain parts of the day. I don't know about down by the lake. I've heard it's buggy there. I don't know if it's mosquitoes down there, but otherwise it's beautiful. And there's you'll stay busy for a state park here.
I always like to ask like if something could be improved, because we don't think that any campground's perfect here at the RV Atlas. But when you're getting water and electric for $40 in a beautiful state park, it's hard to complain. But is there anything, like if you were in charge, like anything you'd fix or anything you'd change?
Gosh, not that I can, you know, really, I can't think of anything other than there's this one little bridge into the campground where we were at, and it's so narrow. People talk about it. We were prepared before we got there. But I'm always like, there's got to be a way that road has to be able to be wider. And maybe there's not. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's a little nerve-wracking. I mean, there's only so much space on each side of your tire when you're going across.
All right. So what's like your favorite? What was your favorite thing about camping here?
I think that I loved just that it was a new part of Virginia for us that we had not explored. The mountains, the lake, the fishing really was my favorite part. That was like a whole new experience, which was so much fun. We didn't do great at it, but it was still fun trying.
I am not good at fishing. I could fish all day with my kids, not catch anything, and I still have fun. I still love it. You know, they get frustrated. Like they want to catch
yeah,
fish.
Right.
But I just want to hang. So just quickly, like what are some the best things to do in the area, or some kind of can't miss things while you're camping here?
So we didn't venture out a lot. Honestly, we were very busy at this campground. And like I said, this is a new favorite. So we've only been there once now so far. But a really popular destination in the area are the Warm Springs pools, which are part of the Omni Homestead Resort, which is and it's getting very close to Virginia or West Virginia. So we're in the western part of the state, but they're springs, but they date back to like the 1700s, which was when they first structure. And it was considered like the first spa structure, I think in the country. And I think people go there because it's, the water stays like a beautiful temperature, like a perfect temperature all year long. It's open to the public, even if you're not staying at the resort. It's a really special experience that you don't really get to do many other places.
Is the area fairly rural? Like, I mean, when you're going here for the state park. Is that kind of, which is totally great, but is that kind of what the vibe is here?
Yeah, really, for the most part. I mean, you're going to drive through small towns on your way, I'm sure, no matter which way you're coming from, really. But it's definitely out there. Yeah, once you're there, you don't really want to leave because nothing's super close and convenient.
Any food options within the state park or nearby?
Yep. So at the camp store, you can get those lunches, or I think breakfast and lunch made to order, you know, made to go type thing. And then there is a concession stand at the beach also, when they've got snacks and they've got little like beach toys, you know, if you forgot them or you want to get some. But that's really it for the food, which actually is more than many have to offer. So it's nice to have.
And you love cooking at the campground like I do. I know that. And you do awesome content there too. So
yes, we do.
Anything else you want to say about this one before we turn the page and move on to the next great Virginia state park? Anything that we missed?
I just think that, you know, there was also a big playground, at least one big playground there. So if you've got kids and you're looking for that kind of entertainment for your kids, there's that too. But really, if your kid can run around and splash in a creek all day, I mean, they're going to be happy. And in the beach, just I think that any family would have a really great time here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that overview. We are going to move on to Pocahontas State Park in a second with Camp and Aaron. Having so much fun talking to you. Really appreciate that overview. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Camco. Camco is one of our favorite companies in the outdoor recreation industry. For more than 50 years, they have remained a trusted North Carolina-based manufacturer specializing in innovative products for the RV, marine, outdoor living, and outdoor recreation markets. You may know them best by their American-made Rhino sewer hoses, Taste Pure water filters, EvoFlex drinking water hoses, and TST toilet chemicals, but their lineup of products doesn't end there. Camco continues to deliver products that bridge the gap between you and your next great adventure. From portable grills and campfires to ease lift hitches and power grip electrical adapters, they seem to be doing it all. There's a saying that if you own an RV, you are sure to own a Camco product or two. And it's true. We still use Camco products that we bought 12 years ago when we started RVing. This year, we are stocking up our new RV with go-to Camco products like their collapsible laundry basket and their Life is Better at the Campsite dishes and mugs. Head to CamcoOutdoors.com to check out all of the cool stuff that Camco makes and get 10% off your entire order with our discount code RVATLAS10. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Camp and Aaron from Virginia, and you need to follow her on TikTok. You need to follow her on Instagram. She's got so much great content, so many great gear reviews, so much funny stuff. And we have a similar camping philosophy, as I mentioned, camp how you want to camp. So Aaron, let's go to Pocahontas State Park. Can you just situate us, like, where is this one within the state of Virginia, particularly if somebody isn't really familiar with the geography of the state?
So Pocahontas is in Chesterfield, Virginia, which is more central Virginia, I guess. Maybe not technically, but it's close to Richmond, which is the capital. There's a lot going on over there. So it's nice. It's nice to be in a bigger area over there.
It drives me crazy that we have stopped and spent the night in our RV in Richmond like eight times on our way south. And I always say, I want to go to downtown Richmond. I want to explore Richmond. It looks like such a cool city. And hopefully we will one day. So what does this one look like? Like, is this a beautiful campground again? What are the visual details?
So this one's a little different than Douthat, for example. It's in the middle of the state. It's not really in the mountains. This is a huge park. This is Virginia's largest state park. So it's all very spread out. The campgrounds are all pretty close together from what I remember. But yeah, there's not big, you know, rolling hills and mountains or anything like that.
But you love this one. So what's the major appeal there, I guess?
I think what I loved about it is that it is big and it has a lot to offer, but the campgrounds still felt secluded from that busyness of other parts of the park. It was still in the woods. We still had really, really big site, actually. We had tons of space between us and our camping neighbors, and most of them were very spread out. So that's what we really liked. There's also lakes there. You know, there's a little bit, you get a little bit of everything.
So tell us, like, how many sites are there? Are there cabin rentals? Are there yurts? Are there any other types of accommodations there?
Yeah, they've got cabins, they've got yurts, they've got lodges, and then they also have the camp cabins, you know, which are just the basics. There's not the bathrooms in them, but they're, you know, a bed to sleep in basically on the inside. And then they have 111, if I'm correct, 111 or somewhere close to that, campsites that all have water and electric, I believe.
And some buddy sites, which over the years, we've always loved buddy sites if you're camping with friends, right? That's really cool. Yeah, I particularly don't think I've seen that at too many state parks, to be honest.
Yeah, we see buddy sites. We've never used a buddy site, but I love the concept of it. I love the idea that people can all kind of be in that same space together on a campsite.
Yeah. For anyone listening that's new to RVing, you know, buddy sites are like you face each other awning to awning. So then you can have a larger common area in the middle, like all the kids can play together. You can share meals together. So this has a lot to offer, though, in terms of cabins, in terms of yurts, in terms of, you know, different types of accommodations. Any other site details, anything else about the sites that we should know before booking, and give us the price range too.
All the sites are water and electric, and they come with all the basics, you know, and this campground is open year round, which we have not been there in the winter, but it's nice to know that we could go there in the winter if we want to. You know, I'm always saying that we should get away in the winter if we have the opportunity, and this winter was so mild we could have. But anyway, this one is available year round, and the prices are $35 for a water and electric hookup. And these are big sites. So, I mean, that's a great price if you ask me. And it's $85 for the water and electric buddy sites.
Now, so in general, are you guys like state park people? Do you guys also do like the KOAs and the Jellystones and the glamping, or do you do a lot of state parks? You kind of do a little bit of everything.
So I will be honest, just recently I have, branched out. We have gone into the Jellystones a little bit, the Sun Outdoors, 1,000 Trails, some of those. And I do like it. It's fun. You get all these extra amenities, especially for kids. I mean, really, they're in heaven there. But if I had to choose, I would always pick a wooded, quiet, giant site at a state park, because it doesn't compare to me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the cool thing is, as RV owners, we have all these options. I mean, that's one of the things I've loved about this so much over the years, is if we want to go to a Jellystone or there's some off the hook water slides, we can. Mm-hmm. And we often, on the same trip, will then go to a state park and sort of mix it up within trips. And Virginia really does have the big Jellystones. It has the glamping. It has some luxurious places that are on the water. And a great state park system. I mean, we've been saying for years, Virginia is an underrated state for camping. So take us into the state park proper, in terms of, you know, you have these wooded campsites that feel very separate, but then what's in the state park in terms of stuff to do right there?
One of our favorite parts was, we were there in the middle of the summer, so it was hot. And if we're camping in the summer, we have to be somewhere that has water, like, whether that's a lake, a pool. And I'm not always a pool fan, to be honest, in a campground, if it's just a little, you know, pool, there's like tons of people.
Like a backyard, the backyard pool. I know.
Yeah. Right. Me and 100 of my closest friends in like one little pool is not.
I have to say this to you. We were at a private campground in Indiana, and it was like a backyard pool, like exactly what you're talking about. Not that big of a pool. Like if you saw a pool like this in the backyard, it would have fit. And the sign said, max capacity 111 people. And I was like, how is this even possible? So no, I get that. I do not like going into a pool where like you're just banging into people left, right, and sideways.
No. So. It's not my jam. I'd rather swim in a lake all day than swim in that. But this park
I'm sorry, I got distracted there. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. This park has an aquatic center, so it is huge. It has a toddler pool. It has a splash pad. It has two different pools. There's a 3-foot pool and a 5-foot pool, but there's this other pool. It's like a, I don't know what you call it. I guess like an activity pool, but it's got a huge playground. It's like a water playground, you know, so there's fountains and everything. And I mean, our son was just in heaven in this. And there's water slide. There's a couple water slides. So this is like, I mean, we've never been to a state park that has that before. So that
sounds
was
like a jelly. Sounds like a Jellystone. Like, do you pay separately for this?
No.
Like, so you pay for your campsite. Oh, you just walk right in.
I'm pretty positive that this is all part of your stay. So $35 in one, and you're getting like a mini water park too. I mean, a very mini water park, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, was the camp store as good as your previous camp store?
The camp store is good, but it wasn't like, you know, that Delphit one is definitely my favorite. I think I loved the Delphit one too, because it was like tucked into the woods, and that whole log cabin feel was just really neat. But they do have the camp store, and they also have a little camp store mixed right into the campgrounds. So we like would ride our bikes around, and there was just this little tiny camp store, and there's laundry facilities right there, and a playground. But it's really nice to be able to have that all right close together and not have to like drive through the park to get to the other part.
And there's a Civilian Conservation Corps museum. So this must have been built by the CCC, I would assume.
That I don't know, but I know it's one of very few in the country to be able to experience. So that's kind of neat. And they've got a nature center. So they've got all kinds of like learning opportunities, plus just the educational programs that they do at all of the state parks in Virginia. They do. So that's always really fun. We always learn something new. We try to go to at least one thing while we're at each park to learn something that we didn't
kind of like
know.
Ranger talks, that kind of thing, you mean?
Yeah. So they call them the park interpreters, and they come and they'll teach the kids, like it'll be owls. So at night they'll go out and call owls and they'll learn about owls, or they'll learn about bats, or they'll learn about bugs or water life or anything that's, you know, going on in that particular park, which is really fun.
What a value. I mean, this is the year for us of budget camping and our budget camping book. And it's just amazing. $35 a night.
Seriously.
Obviously, you know, your tax dollars and everything are helping pay for all of it, but what a great bargain for a family. And I just love these state park systems that go all out for campers and RVers. And like, unfortunately, I'm in a state where that's not really the case, but kudos to the Virginia state park system. So any cool activities within the park, or what, obviously there's a lot of them, but what were some of your favorites?
The coolest thing that was going on that we didn't even know about is this program that they do, and it's called Pocahontas Premieres. And I'm not sure if it's a monthly, but every so often they have some sort of performance in their amphitheater. And this is a nice amphitheater. Like there's quite a few seats for it and there's a big hill behind it. But this particular one was the Richmond Symphony Orchestra was playing. And we just thought that was such a cool thing. And it was when the sun was going down, and our son thought it was just really cool, which I didn't know what he would think of it, but we could barely drag him away from it. But it's really neat. It's that sunset and the music and just the surroundings. It was really, really cool. I would love to go back for that same performance or something else.
And they let the kids play the instruments?
Yeah. So they all had their instruments out. And when I was a kid, I played the violin. So it was really fun to try to play the violin, which was not fantastic. However, my son thought it was really cool and playing with all the other instruments. So that was a really special part too. Yeah.
Campin' Aaron, you need to do a TikTok video and a reel of some violin playing at the campground. My goodness, please promise me you will do this.
Do you mean how to avoid?
There'll be 5 million views on that thing. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
I'll title it How to Avoid Having Campground Neighbors.
Oh my gosh. I'm blown away by this place. That is so cool and unique. And I guess that this is like partly because you're near Richmond and there's the access to culture there and the arts. It, in a sense, is this the crown jewel of the Virginia State Parks? Is this sort of like headquarters? You know, like it feels like there's a little extra here at this one.
That's a great way to put it. Headquarters might be the right word. I think it all just depends what you're looking for. Like you're not going to get as much of the nature
swimming
feel
in the lake,
at this one. Yeah. But I mean, if you're looking for one that has more to offer than a typical state park, this is 100% that.
But there are some trails. There is biking and hiking. Tell us a little bit about what you did in those departments.
Yeah. There's 90 miles of trails all over the park. There's mountain biking trails. There's also, you know, equestrian campground and trails at the park. So we tried to ride our bikes on one, but this with our son at that point was not ready. Now he could probably leave us in the dust on those trails. We'll try them again next time. But
Aaron, my kids are leaving me in the dust on everything. I finally hit that age where they're like stronger, faster.
I know.
Any insider details, anything else that we need to know to have a really great trip here? Any recommendations?
I would definitely say to bring bikes. If you have bikes here, that's got paved roads all through the campground. Even if you're just riding your bikes around the campground, I mean, that's a lot of area to cover. Or you can, like, we would take our bikes and throw them in the back of the truck and drive them over to, you know, the trails that we wanted to try. But definitely if you have bikes, if you have e-bikes, I mean, 100, you're going to go anywhere you want on those. You could get all over the park, I bet.
This sounds like it could sustain a week-long family summer vacation. Sounds like there's enough to do here. So does that make sense? Or for you, is it more of a long weekend place?
I would think that you could make, I mean, especially being close to so many other tourist type things or just a big city. Yeah, you could definitely make this a vacation.
Best time of year to visit. I mean, is Virginia just awesome spring, summer, fall for camping? Like, what's the best time of year to go here?
I mean, it really is. But I would say if you want to take advantage of everything that it has to offer, I mean, definitely summer with the swimming. You know, I think any time of year would be perfect. But yeah, if you really, your kids are going to love the water activities here. So that's what I would choose every time.
Anything to do? Obviously, there's a lot to do nearby, but just a few things to do in the area around the campground.
So if you are on a family vacation and you're looking for just like fun ways to entertain your family, there's King's Dominion right nearby, which and they also have, it's also called Soak City. So it's like, you know, giant amusement park / water park, water, you know, water slides, roller coasters, all of that stuff. If that's what you're into. I'm not a huge roller coaster fan, but it's entertaining. But also it's on, Richmond is on the James River. So there's all kinds of activities you can do on the river, but just downtown Richmond is really fun to be there.
Big Bass Pro Shop, from what I remember too, nearby, if you need some camping gear.
Yes, you're right.
Do some shopping.
Yep. That used to be like a stopping point for me on driving across the state and just to stop and walk around there. Yeah.
I thank you so much for that overview of Pocahontas State Park. We have got one more amazing state park in Virginia. We're going to go to James River State Park, which is beautiful. Absolutely. We got one more review from Camper and Aaron, and I really, really appreciate this. This is wonderful. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Harvest Hosts. With overnight RV camping at over 5,099 farms, wineries, breweries, attractions, and more, Harvest Hosts is America's largest and most fun RV camping membership program. And because it only costs $99 per year, a Harvest Hosts membership is also an incredible value. Members with self-contained RVs can enjoy a wine tasting, feed alpacas, purchase some fresh farm produce, and more, all while enjoying an unforgettable overnight stay. Spend the night at a museum, wake up to beautiful vineyards, visit unique attractions, or enjoy a local brewery. With thousands of locations, there is something for everyone to enjoy, all with no camping fees. In return, members are asked to support their hosts by purchasing one of their local products with each stay. Looking for a last-minute booking for the solar eclipse in April? Harvest Hosts opens reservations 90 days in advance and is a great option for those looking for a stellar experience. Visit harvesthosts.com and use promo code ECLIPSE24 to save 20% off of your annual membership today. That's harvesthosts.com and promo code ECLIPSE24 to save 20% off on your annual membership today. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Camp and Aaron, who you definitely want to follow on TikTok and Instagram for all kinds of fun RV hacks, RV tips, camping tips, gear reviews, humor, and fun. There is a reason why you got such a great following, and people really enjoy following you on those platforms. And you're also killing it here, giving us some awesome campground reviews. So let's go to James River State Park. And I have some really fun memories of camping here, but it's from many years ago. So where is this one located in the state of Virginia? Help out the people that aren't familiar with Virginia.
So it's in Gladstone, Virginia, which I guess if I had to say, I would say is in the south central part of Virginia. I know there's like actual lines of what they call the different areas of Virginia. And I don't know all of them, but that would be my estimate.
And what does this one look like naturally? Give us the description with words.
You know, there's just something about this park that just feels really magical to me. And I don't know if other people feel that same way. And I don't know if it's just my own experiences here, but you come down this little road and it opens up and it's hills and it's trees and it's all this foliage and the openness. I don't always love a state park or campground area that feels open, but there's something about this is just, it's just really beautiful. I don't even know how to explain it in words.
No, I know what you mean. It's sort of a charming, relaxing little camping village kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about the size of the campground and like anything else they offer beyond RV sites, because we do have people listening who don't own RVs yet. How can you stay here?
This one is definitely the smallest of these three. It's about 1,500 acres, but they do offer cabins. It has a lot of cabins, and the area where the cabins is really, it's one of those like open, really beautiful parts. And they also have, they've got about 16 cabins, and they also have lodges for bigger families, which I think is really cool. They have primitive campgrounds for tent campers. I think one of them is actually on the river, and open year round also, just the primitive. And then there's a campground for with water and electric sites for us RVers. And it has about 30 sites. And there's also an equestrian campground, which is really fun to drive through the equestrian campgrounds because you can see the horses in the stalls that people can rent. So we always love doing that.
And they have sites for RVs up to 40 feet. Yes. This makes me so jealous because I have a 32-foot Grand Design travel trailer. I can't fit into many state park sites in New Jersey, but pretty much like big rigs can fit in here, you know, yeah. on the larger side. How big is your travel trailer, roughly?
So I was just going to say ours is 34 feet and we fit at most state parks. There are a few that we cannot or that we could barely fit into. But I mean, a lot of places we go, we see big, you know, fifth wheels that are bigger than us, and they fit just fine into these sites.
Very different than the Northeast. So the sites are a little shady, they're large. Are you out in the open, like you mentioned earlier? Is there a mix?
Nope. So the campgrounds, actually, I think all of the campgrounds are pretty wooded. We drove down through some of the tent sites. Some of them are pretty far out from the rest of the camping. So we haven't seen all of that. But where we camped, it's very wooded, and we just love I think every site in the campground, the water and electric hookup campground, I think that any site is a good one, but there's some that are better than others, in my opinion. And they're all about the same size. You know, your pad is the same size, but the space between is big. And we had deer just come in like right past our campsites, which I love that. And I just love being covered by the trees.
And this would be a good one to go with people that don't have an RV because of all those cabin options and the lodge options. Give us some of the prices on those. They're pretty reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, so once again, the water and electric sites are 35 here. It's 15 for a primitive site. But honestly, we've talked about camping with people that tent camp that would just get a site in the water and electric site. I mean, for $35 even to tent camp is not a bad deal. So, but the cabins range from $129 to $159-ish, and the lodges are around $399, if I'm correct on that.
And that lodge, in your notes here, sleeps 16 people, like multiple families.
Yeah.
Be a cool place to even do a family reunion.
Yeah. Or if you're splitting that between a couple families, you know, that's at least one way. I mean, you could fit a few families in there, really.
Now, how about amenities here? And obviously, maybe not as much as Pocahontas, but what are some of the things that they have here in terms of amenities?
Yeah, so this is definitely one of the more, you know, quiet campgrounds. It's a close by campground for us too, which we really love that. But they also do the educational programs, which we really love. Their visitor center is nice. You know, it's got educational, it's got a really nice, that one I did actually do a reel on, which I don't always do, but it's like a very small museum with animals of the area, you know, just everything, local history and information. So that's really nice. But the really cool thing, they've got a regular playground, but then they have this natural playground, and it's one of those, it's a really big area, and it's, you know, it's one of those where there's like stumps to jump across and tic-tac-toe with sticks and rocks and tunnels made out of hollowed out tree stumps and just all these really cool things that your kids love it, you know, even though they think they want a big playground with swirly slides and all these things, but you put them in this and they have the best time.
You're just making me feel like Virginia pours a lot of love into their state park system. Is it?
Well, Virginia is for lovers. So,
and it's for
lovers
camping.
Of camping.
Lovers. Yeah. I guess I haven't really asked you this question, but are the roads all nicely paved? Is anything in disrepair? You know, a lot of state park systems, things are falling apart. It doesn't sound that way in any of these. Are they all in pretty good shape? And are they keeping up with all the infrastructure in a general sense in these three parks?
I mean, really, honestly, every state park that we've been to feels nice. I can't say that I've been to one that feels like it needs work. You know, I mean, besides the little obvious things. One of our other favorite small campground state parks, it does not have a paved road. And that's the one thing we're always like, oh, if it just had a paved road, it would be perfect. But all three of these parks have nice paved roads. James River has a very narrow road coming into it. It's not part of the state park. It's just the road that you come in on. There's no other way in. If another car comes, it can be a little nerve wracking, you know, coming from the other way. But once you get to the end of that road and it opens up into that like big, beautiful area, it's like, it's just 100% worth it.
Are the bathhouses decent here? Like, I mean, we camp up in New York State a lot and I'm constantly like almost like heartbroken by, you know, the bathhouses are in such disrepair. Like how are these state parks in terms of I know you have an RV, maybe you're not using them a lot, but did you notice if the bathhouses were clean and decent?
Well, we do almost always at least like peek into the bathhouses, even if we're not using them. But sometimes my husband and my son will go shower in them just to save, because we don't have sewer hookups at these state parks, you know, so we're trying not to, depending how long we're camping, we're trying not to fill up our tanks necessarily super fast. But this one has a nice one, right, you know, right in the kind of center of everything. There's laundry attached to it also. But it is nice and it's well taken care of. The camp hosts do a great job. You know, they're always everywhere we go, really. They're always keeping everything clean in those. They're usually the ones in charge of that stuff from what we can tell. So, yeah, it looks great.
Great. Awesome. How about activities here? What's there to do in terms of activities?
Yeah, besides the, you know, that playground area, it's right on the James River. There aren't any sites. Any RV sites close to the river, but you can fish and you can boat, but there's no swimming here. So if you asked me when I would love to come and camp here, I would for sure say spring or fall for us. That's when we like to go, because if it's hot, you know, the river, this particular river is not the kind that you just want to like jump in and splash around in, you know, it's not very relaxing.
No, totally got you. What did you love the most about your time spent at this awesome Virginia State Park? Like what are the key memories here?
Yeah, I would say that the scenery, the different kind of scenery, the beautifully wooded sites are just like so nice. But they do have some trails too, which are close to the campground, which we really loved. But really, I don't know. And there's one trail that has like the most gorgeous view that's worth it every time. And it's not a hard trail either. It's where the James River and the Tai River meet. And it's just this amazing, beautiful overlook. And they've got accessible trails for some people, you know, for people too. And I don't know. I just love the feeling at this park.
So anything else that you just really loved about your time spent camping here?
Yes. This park is actually, it's an international dark sky park, which I had never even heard of. I never knew what that was before we went to this park, but this just means that it is one of those places where there is not light pollution. It is just dark. So you can see, and we love to watch the stars. We love to watch for satellites in the sky, you know, and this is just like the best place that you could do this if you're looking for a place to camp and a dark sky for sure.
I love that so much, doing some stargazing at night. I mean, one of my best memories ever camping anywhere was outside of Yellowstone, and the sky was really clear and the stars were astonishing for us New Jersey people. They were very, you know, astonishing. And my son Max every night was just going out and like looking up at the sky and kind of staring in wonder and seeing shooting stars. So that is like a really kind of magical element to this for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything cool to do in the area that you enjoyed and would recommend?
So if you're, this is, like I said, this is a close by one for us. So we don't always venture out much because, you know, it's the kinds of things that we've done already, you know, but if you're a history buff, Appomattox Courthouse is in the area. I personally am not a big history person, but people love this, you know, this stuff in this era. So there's a lot to learn and a lot to see. But then also there again, just like anything on the river, there's the James River Bateau Festival, which is another thing that starts close to the community that we live in, and it goes down the river and hundreds of people participate in it, and you could see it all go by right there, which I think would be really cool.
All right, let me put you on the spot. Out of these three amazing Virginia state parks, do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's hard. That's so hard because they're all so different. I love them all for so many different reasons.
If you could pack up the camper and head to one of them right now, which one would it be?
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to answer. You're allowed to say, I don't have an answer. I like all of them.
I know. I do like all of them. I mean, if it were right now, things are starting to bloom, you know, I would say I would probably go to Douthat because there's just so much, you know, the hills and the trees, like being able to see everything starting to bloom, I think would be really beautiful. But really,
Virginia,
I mean, you can
spring,
take me to any of them.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back in a second and wrap up the show with Camp and Aaron. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Omnia Sweden. The Omnia is a portable stovetop oven that is lightweight, affordable, easy to use, and perfect for your next camping trip. Just pop it on your RV stove, your camp stove, or another heat source, and you will have an instant oven that can make all kinds of delicious food at the campground. If you can do it in a regular oven, heat, bake, or cook, you can do it in an Omnia. The Omnia requires no installation and works with a variety of heat sources to provide a convenient, versatile way to prepare your favorite foods like breads, pizzas, calzones, quiches, muffins, cinnamon rolls, brownies, cakes, and so much more. To learn more about the Omnia and to find great cooking tips and recipes, make sure you visit omniasweden.com. To purchase your own Omnia camping oven and great accessories like cookbooks, carrying cases, and silicone molds, head on over to buyomniaus.com or amazon.com. And now, for a limited time, get a free Omnia stovetop oven by using code RVATLAS. That's with capital R, capital V, and a capital A. At buyomniaus.com. Shipping costs will apply for orders under $100, one per person while supplies last. Make delicious food in the great outdoors this spring with Omnia. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We just got three great campground reviews in one episode from Camp and Aaron, who was such a sport for doing this. And they all sound so, so good. So what's next for your camping family as we head into spring and summer? Any exciting RV trips planned?
Yes, like so many that we haven't even started yet this season. It's a little bit later start than usual, so I'm just counting down the days, but we've got state parks. We've got Jellystone, I hope. We've got a little bit of everything. So it's going to be really fun. And some lakefront sites that I love.
You've inspired me because, you know, I'm in New Jersey, you're in Virginia. So it's like you guys typically get an earlier start on the camping season. So I feel like you're like a month ahead of me. So as I'm watching you on social media and posting your content, it's like you're totally getting me like revved up and excited for camping season. We've camped in the winter in the past, and you know the kids are so busy with sports in the winter that we didn't camp this winter. But where can everyone follow you again and just tell us what your handles are and where everyone's going to want to go and follow all that great content.
So you can follow me as Camp and Aaron on TikTok and Instagram. You can find me there, and I've got new things I'm sticking in the camper, and you know, just getting that whole like excitement for camping season. It's fun.
And I know you also tested out that new Blackstone camping griddle, just like I have been. So if anyone listens, I know some people are really like wanting more information. I'll also go over to Kemp and Aaron's accounts, and she's messing around with that thing too. Thank you so much. I would love to get you back on the podcast again sometime, not to put you on the spot or anything, but I think that you have even more great Virginia state parks you'd love to cover. We were going to do, let's be honest, everybody, we were going to do one more, but we cut it to three. Just what was the fourth one? And then maybe we'll get you back to do it sometime.
Oh, the fourth one was going to be First Landing, which is like the holy grail of Virginia state parks. That is always hard. You have to sit at your computer and book that the second it opens up. I mean, people just love that park. So
is that the case with these three, or have you done okay with getting reservations at these three that we just covered?
I've done okay with these other ones. First Landing is over on the coast. It's on the Chesapeake Bay. So people just love that location. I think that's really the biggest thing there.
All right, Camp and Aaron, so nice to, you know, get to know you a little bit better, and hope to meet you in person this summer, hopefully. Thank you so much.
Me too. Thank you so much. This was so fun. I'd love to come back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And hopefully we'll meet at the campground or maybe in Utah or something like that. So thank you, Camp and Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for the 10th anniversary season of the RV Atlas.
To find out more about the topics discussed on this show, head on over to thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, head on over to the RV Atlas group on Facebook and make sure to join us on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at the RV Atlas.
And if you enjoy our show, please consider leaving us a review over on iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And make sure to pick up copies of Where Should We Camp Next, wherever books are sold.
And we will see you at the campground.